This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. And we're looking at Hosea, the 14th chapter. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. For you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all guilt. Accept that which is good, and we will offer the fruit of our lips. Return to the Lord. Oh, yes, there was a time when the Lord was first in your life, when you wondered, what is he going to do today? There was a time when you prayed in the morning and prayed during the day and prayed at night. There was a time when God was so active in your life, so active that people almost didn't believe what God was doing to you and in you and for you. Oh, there was a time. And that time was when it all started, when we all gave our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So wonderful. But I'm telling you, that time is gone. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to surrender and do what you did at the beginning, offering God your whole self through Jesus Christ our Lord. I tell you today, many, many, many people have fallen away from Jesus. And this broadcast is being made live because God wants people back to himself. The Lord forgives. The Lord remits sin. The blood of Jesus takes away our sin. It is not time to think Jesus is second or third in my life. It is time to say now is the day of salvation. Jesus is first in my life. I am so needy and so poor. I am absolutely in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so easy to fall away. Oh, yes, it's so easy to fall away because temptation is real. What temptation is Father Tom talking about now? I'm going to tell you. It's the temptation not to pray. It's the temptation not to have time with the Lord Jesus. It's a temptation that I do things my own way. Oh, no. Nothing happens when Father Tom does things his own way. Nothing happens. It's distressful. So what do? The Word of God told us, take words and come back. Take words of repentance and come back. Because the Lord wants you to be a soul winner. Oh, it's more than souls that we saved. It's the whole person. But I can't better say it. A soul winner. Who have you brought to Jesus this week? Who have you brought to the Lord Jesus this month? Who have you brought to the Lord Jesus? Nobody. Oh, that's sad. That's very sad. People are listening to me today, and someone just clicked on the radio, never heard a gospel message, and I'm talking to that person as well as to you. God wants to do something in your life. God wants to change your life by grace. God wants to pour out the blood of Jesus so that your sins will be forgiven. God wants you to go to confession. Oh, yes, you. You're Catholic. but you haven't gone to confession in 34 years. You need to repent and go to confession. I go to confession as often as I can. Haven't gone in a while. I think I went a couple of weeks ago, but I'm waiting for Father Sebastian. He's in India, and he is my confessor. But I went a couple of weeks ago because Anthony said, you can't wait for Father Sebastian. You've got to do it now. And so I was struck with the presence of the Lord that I didn't have to wait for Father Sebastian. I could go to confession today, confess my sins, and give my life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Just yesterday, I was hearing confessions, and I told the penitents, when you leave me, go in front of the tabernacle where Jesus is and tell him how much you love him. How much you love him. You see, we're always asking, I need this. I want that. I need the other thing. Today, tell Jesus how much you love him. That's wonderful. You see, he's my first love. My first love is Jesus. And my life has to be exactly that way. No one else can take the place of Jesus in my life. No one, no one, no one. Do I sometimes fall away? I'd be a liar if I told you I didn't. I'd be a liar. Oh, sometimes I fall away and I just get, well, how do you say? I get not able to hear the voice of God because I'm interested in other things. Does that happen to you, Father? Oh, yes, it does. But when I realize it, it's time to return. It's time to return. I'm not perfect. I'm just like you. I need Jesus just like you. I am not the saint. I am the sinner saved by grace, by the blood that was shed at Calvary. And so because I'm like everybody else, God has given me this radio program to tell people just like me that today, return to the Lord. Give words in your returning. Do not wait another day. Ask the Lord for mercy. Go to confession. Confess your sins. Get rid of them. Give your life over to Jesus again. You see, it's not only once. We all fall short of the glory of God. Me and you. I'm no perfect person. I'm totally imperfect. But I'm going to tell you one thing. When I realize that I have fallen short of Jesus, I tell him I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You're my life. I have no life but you, Jesus. I'm so sorry. I was interested in all these other things. And you know what the other things are in my life? People come here looking for prayer. And I can get so into people that I forget Jesus. That's real. I'm leading people to Jesus and Jesus to people. But I need to be with him myself every day. I need to be in the chapel in front of the Blessed Sacrament saying, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. I am no perfect specimen. I am totally imperfect. But I know without Jesus, I am zero. I am zero. And I also know that no matter what has happened in my life, he tells me in the sixth chapter of St. John, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's you. That's me. People fall into sin and they think they can't be forgiven. Thank God for the sacrament of penance. Thank God for the sacrament of confession. Thank God Jesus gave it to us in the 20th chapter of St. John. What does he say? To the apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Oh, he gave us that wonderful sacrament so that we would return to the Lord with words and with love. How often do we fall away from Jesus? I'm telling you, too often. Too often. But he's always ready to take us back. I hear someone say, you have no idea what sins I've committed since I've been away from Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus said, I have come to seek and save the lost. That you? But you weren't always lost. You were found. And the greatest thing about being lost is being found. I remember when I was a child, we were at Jordan Marsh during Christmas time. And I was lost. My mother was not near. I remember the feeling I had. I hope that I can find her. There's so many people in this store, Jordan Marsh. And I found her. And I found her and I said, oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I found my mother. I'm no longer lost. Today you're lost. Are you lost today? There's one thing you need to do when you're lost. You speak words to Jesus. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy upon me. I am a sinner. Come dwell in my life by faith. I surrender my life to you. Lost. The best thing about being lost is being found. There's nothing good about being lost itself. Being found. How do I know he'll always take you back? Oh, the blood maketh atonement for our sins. The blood of Jesus maketh an atonement for our sins. He says in John the 6th chapter, no one who comes to me, that you, shall ever be rejected. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And I hear two things. One person says, I have been so unfaithful to Jesus. I have sinned deeply. Go to confession. Get to confession. It's a sacrament Jesus gave us in the 20th chapter of St. John. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Go to confession. But another person says, I have lost interest in Jesus. Well, I'm going to tell you what to do. Remember the things he did in you, for you, and through you, and come back. Oh, remember. When I feel like I've fallen away, I remember, by God's grace, I was before the Blessed Sacrament, and he gave me the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He said to me, Tom, do you see how much glory these flowers give me? How much more glory can you give me? I said, much, Lord. You can have my life. Oh, yes, we all fall short of the glory of God. We all have given Jesus a second place. No. We're going to put him back on the throne. Who is on the throne of your heart today? Who is on the throne of your heart? Jesus, my Lord, be on the throne of my heart. Be the center of my being. Forgive my sins. I repent. Show me how and when to go to the sacrament of penance, of confession. I need to tell not only the Lord, but the church, I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Jesus always takes us back. He always takes us back. I have in front of me the prophet Hosea. The story of Hosea is a very, very difficult story. The Lord God told Hosea to marry a prostitute and be faithful to the prostitute Gomer. Imagine, why did he say that? I'll tell you why he said that. Because Israel was worshiping God on other mountains. They have prostituted the name of Jesus and the Old Testament. They have prostituted God. Go marry a prostitute. I tell you, this is a secret. We're all prostitutes. We are in desperate need of the Lord Jesus Christ. My sins show me that I prostituted Jesus. But never and never and never does he refuse to take me back. That's why we have that sacrament of penance. It's a great sacrament. Some people say, Father, I haven't gone to confession in 34 years. Well, welcome back today. Welcome back today. God has great things in store for you. Welcome back. It's a sacrament that Jesus gave us. It's not the church's sacrament. Jesus gave us that sacrament. You read it yourself in John 20. God, Jesus said, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. That's the work of the church. How many times have I gone to confession because I had fallen short of the glory of God? I couldn't tell you how many times. But each time I went to confession, the Lord Jesus took me back. He restored me miraculously by his blood. I was restored. But you want to know what? My sin caused me to go back to Christ and be forgiven. So that when sinners come to me, I can never say, I don't understand you. Oh, no. I understand sinners very well. Because I'm one. Saved by grace, by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes. I don't want to tell my sins to another man. Well, Jesus made a mistake in John 20, who said, your sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Just tell Jesus you made a mistake. That's a good thing. The truth will set you free. But he didn't make a mistake. He knew what he was doing. He gave us apostles, priests, to hear our confession so that we could repent from sinning against God and sinning against the church, his people. I know people aren't very happy about the sacrament of penance. They think, like I've heard so many people say, I don't sin. I'm going to tell you, the Bible says if you say I don't sin, you make God a liar. In the first letter of St. John, you have sinned. You just don't know your sin. How do I know my sin? Holy Spirit, Psalm 139, the end of the psalm, probe me and know me and see that if you find any guilt, point it out to me. Probe me and know me. The Lord does not torment us in sin. The Lord calls us back to return to him. I said, 14th chapter of Hosea, return, O Israel, that you, to the Lord our God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. What are the words? Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. I am pathetically sorry, Lord. I thought that I could never do what I did. I am pathetically sorry. Lead me to the right priest, so that I can confess my sins, not only to Jesus, but to his people. Lead me to a priest that's going to care about me. I remember going to confession once. I don't remember what I said. You know what the priest said to me? You should have known better. And you know what I said to him? Father, that's why I'm here. I didn't know better. That's why I'm here. That's exactly why I'm here. I needed to confess my sins. You should have known better. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. What's the response to sin? Welcome. The Lord wants to restore you through the blood that he shed on the cross. Remember the experience of penance. We need to go to confession because we sin against God and against his people. And we have a person that's been designated to hear our confession and give us absolution as we repent of our sin. Oh, how we need the Holy Spirit that gives us the experience of repentance. If people come to me and they say, Father Tom, I haven't been to confession in 43 years, my response to them is welcome home. Get it all out. Get it all out. Say what you need to say so that when you leave this place, you'll be flying. You'll be filled with God. Get it all out. But not only get it all out, we ask Jesus, as they got it all out, to come on in and restore them in their heart. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. It's not only get it all out, it's also, here I come, Holy Spirit, into you. Here I come, filled with the presence of God. You know, I'm all for psychiatrists. I've been to them. But you know what? They can't forgive sins. They can't do that. They can listen to you, but they can't forgive sins. Jesus gave the church that authority. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Jesus gave the church that authority. But I've been to confession, and I got a confessor that was mean. Oh, I've got them too. I've got mean ones too. But I'm telling you, my faith is not dependent on a mean priest. My faith is dependent on Jesus Christ, the Lord. And if the mean priest wanted to be mean to me, God will rebuke him. I don't have to do anything because meanness has nothing to do with penitence. Never be mean if you know yourself. Never be mean. Know that God calls people back. Return to me, your God, O Israel, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Oh, never will I ever have people be hurt and say, you should have known better. That's a rotten response, I tell you. That's a rotten response. What's the response you should give? The Lord drew you here today. The Lord drew you here today to confess your sins. And he's got a new life for you in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the response. No other response. And you know what? That's true. That's true. So God said to the prophet Hosea, go and marry a prostitute. You know why? Because we have sinned and prostituted against the Lord himself. But thanks be to God, he never refuses to take us back. So Lord Jesus, you know how we've prostituted the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But you say to us today, return, O church, to the Lord your God. Return, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Don't allow yourself to take time to return. Return now. Get to confession. Go and repent. Go to somebody you need to say, the priest, I'm here to repent. I've sinned, fallen short of the glory of God, and I've been drawn back by the gift of the Holy Spirit. I've been drawn back by the gift of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, when we were kids, the confessional lines were always full. Today, not usually full. You know why? People think I don't sin. Wrong. We sin because we fall short of the glory of God. We need to ask the Holy Spirit, point out my sins so I can get rid of them in confession. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.